Well, hello everyone. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Sabbath. It's been sunny out today and a little cool, but it's extremely windy. So I doubt I'll be doing any grilling this weekend as I like to do, because I don't want to be that guy that starts the next fire in the neighborhood. Anyway, when one who wants to make a cake or some other dish, they usually follow a recipe or some instructions that they were taught to make that. And if you don't, the end product will probably not turn out very well. So when people say they believe in God and that they follow His commandments, that means that they should actually read the Bible and learn God's laws and commandments. Following the recipe, if you will, to allow God to help you form and guide them to become a servant to God. So many people say in the world that they claim to follow the Bible and God's commandments, but do they really? Do they really understand? We have just endured another worldly holiday season. Sadly, most people believe that they are honoring Jesus Christ by celebrating His birth. But we all know that it's not possible to be, that it would be at this time of year. Nor did He ask us to celebrate His birth. Many people do realize that the holidays that they are celebrating are derived from pagan holidays, but the beliefs that they have been taught them have that it's all done with good intentions, so that makes it okay to do. Good intentions do not make it right or okay to do. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 12:32. In verse 32 it says, "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it nor take away from it." I know that we need to keep in mind that the world has not received God's Holy Spirit to be able to believe and understand God's truth. But there are scriptures like that one that just when read is clear and to the point. Unfortunately, most of the world that has access to a Bible really don't read it, or they rely on someone's human interpretation of the Bible because it's easy and convenient to let someone else tell you what the truth is. We cannot rely on our own understanding, just as it says in Proverbs 3:5. In verse 5 it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." In addition to that, it says in 2 Peter 1 verse 20, we cannot have our own interpretation of the scriptures. It reads, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation." I read that and it's clear and to the point. So let's start reading in 2 Timothy 3 in verse 16. Verse 16 it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." If more people had a better grasp of this scripture, there would be much less problems and confusion in the world today. As it says, all scripture is given by inspiration and of not of human interpretation. That was very clear and to the point. The scripture essentially is the reason why we should read and study the Bible. God has made understanding the Bible clear to just a few, although there are scriptures in the Bible that are very clear and understandable to mostly anyone if they're willing to actually read them. So what we learned from this scripture is that the Word of God is throughout the Bible. It is revealed to us in both the Old and New Testament from our Creator. In Timothy 2:3 and verse 15, Paul writes to Timothy that from a child you have known the scriptures. Let's look at that. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And from childhood you have known the scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So many Bible scholars have said that the Old Testament is done away with. This proves that the Old Testament is not done away with, because the only scriptures that existed when Timothy was a child was the Old Testament. Let's look at this, look at prayer as an example. Many people have been taught that praying is done by repeating the same thing over and over. Let us think about this. When God is the highest intelligent being in the universe, He created everything that exists. So why would He want to hear someone repeat the same thing over and over again? It would seem to me that would be insulting of His intelligence. It doesn't make sense to me. So why is it that people pray the way they do? Because the Bible gives an example of how to pray, and that's in Matthew 6 and verse 5. Let's look at that scripture. And it says, and I know we've all read this, and we all understand this, but it says, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. And that happens today. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go to your room. When you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you do pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So I guess God's incapable of hearing you unless it's been said a million times. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows that things you have need before you even ask. In this manner, therefore, pray. And this is a sample, much like a bullet point. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So you're addressing him, giving him respect. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Signifying that you acknowledge that his will be done. You're asking for his will to be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this, our daily bread. Asking for blessings and thanking him for them. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we're asking for protection, And we're also giving him credit at the end. We also, it's not included in this scripture, and we ask for things in Jesus' name. That would be Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things to God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To me, that is clear and to the point. First, it is to go to a private place to pray. Use basically a bullet point, which was what I just read, to guide you with prayer, and do not use this guide as a vain repetition. Let's turn to Matthew 6 and verse 14, which was just after what I read. And here's something else that's clear and to the point. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father give you your trespasses. That seems pretty clear and to the point by showing forgiveness to us. You are forgiveness to others. You are demonstrating mercy and love, just as you want God to show mercy and love to you as well. Seems fair, right? But I understand it's very difficult. We know that this is the right thing to do. But do we eagerly do it? I'll be first to admit that it's difficult to do when my carnal thinking sometimes gets in the way. I realize that it is the right thing to do and understand it is very humbling. Just as Jesus tells us to forgive our brother, as he says in Luke 17 and verse 4. And if he sins against you seven times a day, and seven times a day he returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Again, these clear and to the point scriptures that anyone should be able to read and understand. These are simple examples of God's word. They are easily understood. They teach us all the scriptures are given by inspiration of God. Bible scripture is not for private interpretation. And finally, that both the Old and New Testaments are from our Creator. And I'm not being done away with. Again, these are all very clear and to the point.